The Mune's eyes had begun to bulge, his pale flesh to turn cyanotic. You may be wondering, when did he begin to change? The truth is that I haven't changed. As we have clouded the minds of the Jedi, I clouded yours. Never once did I have any intention of sharing power with you. I needed to learn from you, no more, no less. To learn all of your secrets, which I trusted you would eventually reveal. But what made you think that I would need you after that? Vanity, perhaps? Your sense of self-importance? You've been nothing more than a pawn in a game played by a genuine master. The Sithari. A cruel laugh escaped him. Reflect back on even the past few years, assuming you have the capacity. Yinchor, Dorvala, Ereadu, Maul, the Nymoidians, Naboo, an army of clones, the fallen Jedi, Dooku. You think these were your ideas when in fact they were mine, cleverly suggested to you so that you could feed them back to me. You were far too trusting, Plagueis. No true Sith can ever really care about another. This has always been known. There is no way but my way. Sidious's eyes narrowed. Are you still with me, Plagueis? Yes, I detect that you are, though barely. A few final words, then. I could have let you die in the Phobosi district, but I couldn't allow that to happen when there was still so much I didn't know. So many powers that remained just outside my reach. And as it happened, I acted wisely in rescuing you. Otherwise, how could I be standing here and you be dying? I actually thought you would die on Sojourn. And you would have if the Hutt hadn't tipped you off to Varuna's scheme. And yet that also turned out for the best, for even after all you taught me, I might not have been able to take the final steps to the Chancellorship without your help in manipulating the Senate and bringing into play your various and sundry allies. If it's any consolation, I'm being honest when I say that I could not have succeeded without you. But now that we've won the race, I've no need for a co-chancellor. Your presence, much less your unnecessary counsel, would only confuse matters. I have Maul to do what the risk of discovery might not allow me to do, while I execute the rest of the grand plan. Growing an army, fomenting rebellion, and fabricating intergalactic war, corralling the Jedi, and catching them unawares. Rest easy in your grave, Plagueis. In the end, I will be proclaimed Emperor. The Sith will have had their revenge, and I will rule the galaxy. Plagueis slid to the floor and rolled face down. Death rattled his lungs, and he died. 114D started to approach, but Sidious motioned for it to stop.
We're going to have to find you a new home and a new body, droid.
114D looked once at the Mune, then at Sidious.
Yes, Master Palpatine.
Sidious moved to the window, then turned to regard the murder scene. Higo Damask would appear to have died because of a malfunction of the breathing apparatus. He would have the droid alert the medtechs, but no autopsy would be performed, and no inquest would follow. Hollows of their appearance at the Galaxy's Opera would run on the holonet, and pundits would weigh in. Senator Palpatine might garner even greater sympathy. His delight in being elected to the Chancellorship diminished by the sudden death of a powerful financial ally. Sidious moved back into the room to take a closer look at Plagueis. Then, after a long moment, he returned to the window and pulled the drapes aside. His spirit soared, but briefly. Something was shading his sense of triumph. A vague awareness of a power greater than himself. Was it Plagueis reaching out from the far side of death to vex him? Or was the feeling a mere consequence of apotheosis? Outside, the summits of the tallest buildings were gilded by the first rays of daylight.